Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Yvonne, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Poulos?
Here.
Mr. Carew?
Here.
Mr. Melipinata?
Here.
Mr. Netz?
Here.
Mr. Mumford?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Donzig?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the June 5th minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
Here.
There will be none. The cases that you see up on your on the screens right now, those cases will not be heard today. If that's your case up there, the case will not be heard today. We'll have the swearing in of anybody who will be speaking today. Please stand and be sworn in.
Even if you think you just might speak, go ahead and get sworn in. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. Well, now that we've got you all committed, we'll wish you a happy July 4th weekend. That doesn't mean you're dismissed yet. Just have a good holiday weekend. Our first case this morning will be AI 44. Which is case number 20190207 68. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Andre Udashkin.
He's the landlord.
23
Bruning Lane.
Bruning Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Officer Kelly Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case is followed. On the 29th day of April 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the first day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of January 2018, and on the 29th day of June 2018, a notice of violation was written upon and on reinspection, the case was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th day of February 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply, reinspect on the 18th day of February 2019, and it was not in compliance. The proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board the second day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation of the property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requests that the board should impose the following. Motion fee, no fine, standing order, recurring. And administration cost of $53.50 to the city.
State your name and your address.
My name is Dominic Pagliaschini. It's actually my vehicle. Me and my brother rent the house. I work in Orlando. I'm a commercial service tech. I quit my job 2 weeks ago because of all this. I have to have the vehicle with me at all times. I also have $1,700 in receipts for the last year and a half that I've had the parking space at the storage facility for the van. But not every day do I have time to, you know, go in and out of the storage facility. I work insane hours. You know, and
there's not much I can say about that company?
Sir?
You no longer?
I no longer work for that company. I quit 2 weeks ago and went to work locally here, but I put a union job with benefits and retirement. So,
All right, so the vehicle is no longer parked there?
No. I don't even have the vehicle.
You have corrected the violation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI-1. It is case number 20180703-64. It's a request for a reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus John W. and Allison McGuire. 32 Roxanne Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B. Parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Code Officer Michael Hatt from the City of Palm Coast. This is a request for reduction in fine and respondent is present. I have an evidence to composite one proving proper service, copy of the original board order, all the photos. The original code board order was signed on the 9th day of October 2018 on this property owner. The case was heard on the 16th of February 2019. The order was signed on the 11th day of February 2019. Respondents were present at the hearing. The board stated the property was in violation from October 18, 2018 to February 5, 2019. Total 110 days in violation at $50 a day for a total of $5,500. The property came into compliance on February 6, 2019 and has remained in compliance since. The property owner agent would like to address the board and request a reduction in the fine for the aforementioned code case.
Is John W. or Allison McGuire present? Please state your name and your address, please.
Allison McGuire, 200 Bovell Road, Montgomery, New York.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this reduction or request for reduction?
I'm just really, our mom just passed away. And it's been that because we've been trying to take care of her. And sometimes we just get home late, and it's just been a block.
Okay.
So I'm just really sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you want the reduction to be?
As little as you can, for some pain, helping my dad pay for all the costs that she was in rehab, and that's been costing candles. The first month was $5,000, the second month was $10,000. And she went into hospice and died 2 weeks later.
She just passed away this past week on Thursday.
The 27th.
Do we have any further questions from the board?
Why did it take so long to correct the violation?
Honestly, because my sister, I live in New York. So she had quit her job to help my dad because my mom was back and forth in the hospital, back home. Then she was in Bunnell rehab, and unfortunately they didn't do a good job, and then she was back in the hospital, so my sister was up all different nights, and honestly she'd just get cold and forget, falls asleep and gets moved the car, and I apologize, but we've been in good standings since then, and I promise we will be. I'm really sorry, and unfortunately my daughter's been really sick too.
Are there any further questions?
I assure you that this property will stay in compliance. There will be no further issues.
And I've actually, for the last few months, been calling home just to make sure, because by the time I get it, sometimes my sister would forget to tell me. So I have been making calls just to make sure everything's been okay. Because I have.
So you understand that the city doesn't want to see a vehicle parked there between 1 and 6 a.m.
I get that.
We've also sold a vehicle, so
yeah.
There won't be any issues. We sold the truck that was there, so there won't be any. And my oldest daughter just got an apartment, so she's moving out, so there won't be any issues.
Okay, that's what we want to hear.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
I guess the question I have is why haven't you attended any of the hearings?
She lives in New York.
I'm the one that lives in the home. She lives in New York. She has five children up in New York. My niece Cheryl. has been sick. She's had surgery. She's
been in the hospital 9 times in the last year. So
it's, and has to have more surgeries when they go back to New York. And that's a huge out-of-pocket expense for my sister. That's the only reason why she hasn't been down.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, if we would just come up with a motion and a particular amount.
I make a motion we reduce the fee of $5,500 to $1,100, removing 80%.
Do I hear a second on that motion? Going once? Going twice? Going three times?
I'd like to offer a motion.
In view of the motion fails due to a lack of a second. Go ahead, Don.
In view of the extenuating circumstances, I move to reduce the fine to $500.
I have a motion to reduce the fine.
I second that. I was
thank you so much.
I have a motion to reduce the fine down to $500.
Yes.
And I have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. So ordered. Thank you, madam.
Where do I go so I can take care of that?
Speak to the
code official.
Speak to Barbara back there. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Our next case is AI 35. The City of Palm Coast versus Rogerio E. and Beatrice M. Ferreira, 5 Woodhall Lane, Wood Hollow Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning.
For the record, response present, Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Excuse me. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service and all photographs that depict the conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 9th of October 15, the notice was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 14th day of March 19, giving 1 day to comply. Re-inspection was conducted on the 21st day of March 19, and the property was not in compliance. The property was also not in compliance on 3/21/19, 3/25/19, 3/28/19, 4/15/19, 5/24/19, 5/28/19, 6/4/19. Recheck of the property was conducted before code order on the 2nd day of July 19, and the violation was corrected. It's a second notice given on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony that was submitted in the case, he's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Is Rogerio or Beatrice M. Ferreira present? Come forward and state your name and your address, please.
Beatrice Ferreira, 5 Woodhall Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case?
Well, the thing is, there's my daughter and the lives with us. She's got 3 kids, and both of the kids have cars. So we bought a new cab. So we got our cars parked up there. So there's 5 cars there, you know, and every time one comes in, they live there, whatever they feel like. Okay? So I don't understand. We've been living there for 17 years and never had a problem. So I'd like to know, what should I do? I mean, you know, we have 5 cars to park in the car, and if one of us wants to get out, then then they have to get out to move so we can get out. Okay. So they have to park on the side so we can get out. I mean, we, as you see, we have a long driveway. Okay, so I don't know. You tell me what to do.
Okay. It's not up to this board, ma'am, to advise you what you need to do.
Okay.
It's up to this board to make a determination if you are in violation of the city code.
Okay.
The board will do that before we finish this case today.
Okay.
You need to talk to the code enforcement officer, get information from him or ask him the questions that you have, okay. And maybe he can give you some guidance.
Okay.
We're here to determine whether there is a violation.
Okay.
Any further questions from the board members?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case will be AI 16. Case number 201902092. City of Palm Coast versus Frank and Lucy Polonia, Life Estate, 13 Egret Trail, Palm Coast, Code Section 35-76D1. Nuisance, roof and disrepair. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of February 2019, giving 15 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Reinspection of the property on 4/24/19, 6/2/19, 6/23/19, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 1st of July 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 15 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69.60.
Ms. Frank or Lucy Polonia?
Good morning. Yes, Lucy, I'm Frank Polonia, 13 Eagle Trail, here in Cypress Knoll. We're very happy to be so close to your offices, and your office is beautiful. This is a beautiful place. Whatever he says is nothing but the truth. We have had this big problem in our house due to some of the storms that we have had. They had caused a lot of damage in our roof. Immediately, once that we noticed that it had to be reported to the insurance company, which is State Farm, and we felt that we were very well protected because it's a very good name. And besides, we followed the instructions and the suggestions that they gave us to cover ourselves as much as possible. So the monthly fees were quite high. We've been insured with them for 21 years since we are residents here. However, when we placed the claim, after a long process of trying to connect with them and leaving messages and following through, it was very difficult. At the end result was that they denied it. They denied it because the expense of fixing this house is over $100,000. It's $114,000. Needless to say that if you are unhappy, the city is unhappy about the way our house looks, we are extremely unhappy. This is not the way we like to keep our property. As you can see, the garden, the maintenance and all that, we try to keep it really nice. This is very disturbing for us, but we're not crossing our arms and staying, saying, okay, maybe something will be fixed. No. We were going to get our own lawyers, but we came across a company that you probably know because it's a very well-known company, RFK Roofers. They have a good reputation. A lot of people that we know in church and socially here, of course, they know them, and they are working for us. However, yes, you did. The city placed some sort of notification and February 28 or something, and we came 3 days after to the city to let them know that we were not happy with it. But unfortunately, even though they requested that it should be corrected within 15 days, it was an impossibility because it was not in our hands anymore. Not only that, because even if it was in our hands, the expense of the correction of this tremendous problem is tremendous. The expense, as I said, is way over $100,000, $114,000. Meanwhile, once that we got this company, this is the company that we're working for, we have the papers necessary for you to see. The presentation, the company, I think, is very good. They did not promise to us 100%, but they did say that they were very well prepared. They have their own legal system that fights with the insurance companies. It seems that they are very well prepared, informed, and they have enough knowledge to know how to deal with them. And they say that they would be on it. But they had to follow a lot of regulations first, and that was providing a notification to a State Farm that something had to be done, that they had to respond. Because I've been following through all the time. They have to wait a certain period of time before they provide the next notification. So they have done it 5 times. At the end, State Farm never respond to them. So now the case comes that it's going to be a legal procedure. I do have the papers here that I did sign and notarized, authorizing R&K to follow through with the lawyer procedures, and that is the stage that we are in. Meanwhile, you can see the tarpa they put at the beginning, not R&K, but that was a State Farm when I thought that they were going to be doing something for us. That tarp was, I'm not saying low quality, but probably the one that they usually normally, it was destroyed. What to the period of 3-4 months, it destroyed. Now, in fact, today, we have people from R&K removing all that and putting a new stone seal, they call it, that is supposed to be very, very strong and very durable. Meaning durable, that this situation is not going to be corrected in 15 days. Mm-hmm. This is a correction that it has to be taken legally through court system. The way I understand, R&K is going to be fighting it with the State Farm until they hopefully win the case. And of course, we want to see a house looking beautiful as before and not having any water inside. Today, like I said, yesterday and today, they started working on the new storm seal. And by no means is that we're just disregarding the situation of our house and knowing that we live in Cypress Hall. It's a beautiful area. Most of the people admire our house. We keep it very nice. And this is not what we like to see in our house. But unfortunately, it is. As I stated before, it's going to be $114,438, whatever. So if we could come into that money today, we would call somebody to start working on it tomorrow. But unfortunately, that's just a dream. If somebody provides for that money, or we win a lottery that we never buy. So that's the case. And I apologize that you have gone through the expense of passing by and just leaving notifications and all that. We are aware. We are behind it, and we want to solve this problem as soon as possible.
Okay.
That's it.
Now that you've said that, give me an estimate of when it will be repaired.
No, you know, I've been after that already for a few times, and I spoke to the lawyer, I forget his name, but I haven't written it down, and he says, he told me something a little bit discouraging that he'd say after he said it. He says, that's not going to be the case with you. He says right now he is fighting with about 40 cases that they denied coverage. Different insurance companies. I'm sure that State Farm is one of them. These cases, when they take them to court, as you all know, they not resolve it 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Sometimes it takes months. Maybe that's one of the reasons that they put in a storm seal that they explained to us clearly. I even have the papers here, how does that work, how it's attached, how it's not going to deteriorate like this one does. And the lawyer said that Some cases, he could solve them in a couple of months, 3-4 months. He says that he has 3 cases that they have taken him from 12 months to 18 months. And of course, when he said that, I freaked out. I said, oh, no, no. He said, no, I'm not saying that this is going to be your case. But he sort of warned me a little bit that it's going to be a matter of time.
Mr. Chairman, from the city standpoint, well, we certainly appreciate everything that the homeowner is saying. As you can see from the photos, this is not a condition that we could just simply allow to continue indefinitely. As far as your question, I think that's the key question. I didn't hear an answer. I think the answer would have to come from either the contractor or the attorney that are working for the homeowner. Possibly, we could continue the case for 30 days to the next meeting, as long as we knew that we could get an answer. Or I think also the city would accept or would appreciate some sort of definitive time other option from this board for correction. But at this point in time, as far as just saying, well, it might be a year, it might be 2 years, that would not be acceptable to the city.
My concern, Mr. Reichman, you being the city attorney, I'm sure are questioning the same thing that I am. I don't know if these people are being represented by the attorney. They don't even know the person's name. Or is that person representing the builder or the roofer that's going on at the insurance company?
That's why I'm suggesting possibly, you could give them 30 days to come back with a representative that might have an answer to your question.
Or their own attorney.
Whoever that representative is.
Whoever that is.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a recommendation and a motion that we continue this for 30 days with the understanding that the resident is going to provide to the code officer the necessary information as to who the attorney is, who the contractor is, so that there can be some communications between our code office and those representatives as to a timeline.
And you mean the next code board meeting on August 7th of 2019?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I would, on behalf of the city, I would encourage these nice folks to try to get with the city before then to try to work through this so that possibly we could make it so that the next meeting was more of an announcement than a discussion.
But there's also what I'm thinking of is if they have contracted with a roofer, all they'd have to do is pull a permit and all of this would come to a stop. Once that permit goes into place to get the roof repaired,
I'll defer to the city on what compliance would be. I'm not sure that pulling a permit. I mean, at some point in time, I'll ask the city to testify what compliance would be. Is it just pulling a permit, or is it getting the tarps off of the roof?
Pulling the permit shows movement in the desired directions.
Permit's available for 6 months, unless they get an extension, of course. But the permit's good for 6 months, but it shows good faith that they're trying to do something to correct this problem. At this point, there's no permit. We're unsure of the attorney. We're hearing about a decision they made on insurance that may not cover. That's got nothing to do with the city.
Totally agree.
Is there a second to the motion to continue?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to defer this case until the next meeting. Which will be
August 7th.
At that time, we'd like you to have either a representative from the roofing company or your attorney, somebody that's representing you, present to give us that information. So we're giving you another 30 days.
And folks, if you could get with the city staff, maybe we can work on this between now and then. If you can get with Mrs. Grossman, she's right there.
Well, really, whatever you can do for us, I appreciate it. So far, it seems that we want to do everything possible.
We want to work with you.
I have a paper here that I think is very important to you that has been notarized, and I signed it about 4 days ago, and this was provided by a lawyer, and it's called the proof of loss, which I was authorizing him to continue or to go on with the legal procedures, and this is the paper, a copy that I have that he has in his hands right now.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. So ordered. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Barbara, if you would work with these folks over the next
time. I definitely will. I'm going to make copies of this now, and then we'll
we look forward to seeing you next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Our next case is AI 23. Case number 20190306 47, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Roger R. and Nora S. Percy, 100 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for improper service, along with photos taken that depicting additions on the date panels indicated. The facts for the case are as follows. On the 13th day of July 2017, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th of March 2019, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 10th of March 2019, and the property was not in compliance. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 15th day of March 2019, and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Thank you. Is Roger or Nora Percy present? State your name and your address.
Roger Percy, 100 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case?
That Mazda 626, I don't even, my son's car. He sold it. He doesn't even have it anymore, and the problem was corrected. The problem is that I have two sons who has car. I have a car, and my son's girlfriend, who got kicked out of her house, had took her in because she had nowhere else to live, and she had the car. And at the same time, around the same time, I was having work done at my house, so I had nowhere to park the car. But it's corrected now, and everything is straight. No more cars on the lawn. And
okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last thing I heard you say was that it was not in compliance.
It isn't.
Oh, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. My notes are off today. It's okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Keep your property in compliance. Thank you. Our next case is AI 33. Case number 20190314. 470. A recurring violation. City of Palm Coast versus Karen S. and Terry L. Breeden. 1 Westfield Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's deposit to run improper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Notices were issued on July 17th, 14, May 25th, 17. Those violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice was issued on the 25th of March, 19. Given 15 minutes to comply, the inspection was conducted on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of July 19. And the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given. This property owner, based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, is requesting more case following. Motion B, no fine standard order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is Karen Assateri Reed present? Please state your name and your address.
Terry Breeden, 1 West Oak Lakes, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Well, I guess I really need information, but I was told that during the day I was allowed to have my trailer in my driveway as long as I was out there working or doing something. And so then now I'm told that it's not allowed in my, it's not a commercial trailer. It's my personal trailer that I use to haul my lawnmower back and forth. I mow my son's yards. And so I have to load my lawnmower up, take over my son's yards, and mow them and come back. So I do pay storage on it every month over countryside. I don't know what else to say. I mean, am I not allowed at all to park my trailer in my driveway during the day?
That's correct.
But why? If I don't use it for commercial, I don't understand why. It's not a commercial trailer. It's not registered commercial. It's not insured commercial. And I do pay for it. It does not spend the night there.
It's a trailer. You want to discuss this with the code enforcement officer so he can explain to you what the code is. We're just here to determine whether you're in violation or not.
I understand this. But at the same time, I've got two different instructions. One, from the grocery that told me I was allowed to have a hobby and or whatever during the day, as long as the trailer did not stay there overnight. So and then he comes in and tells me that she does not know the law, this is exact words, and telling me that I can't have my trailer there at all. So I need to know who's right, who's wrong, and why or why not. And I mean, is there... I can't back my trailer in my driveway and load my lawnmower up or unload wood or anything that I'm doing inside my house. Or, you know, I don't understand. It doesn't stay there.
Have you read the code, sir?
No, my neighbor did, though, and he came in here with the same question. And his resolve was...
Your neighbor's got nothing to do with this.
It was a trailer. Same as mine, it was a trailer. It's a residential trailer. And he got rolled up for the same thing. And he came in, and it was designated that it was not a commercial trailer, so it was not a problem.
I've been on the board for 11 years. I've never seen anybody get designated as a non-commercial trailer.
But this was Jim Davis. He's a former postmaster here in town.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Reichwald. Mr. Chairman, we're looking at the specific section. It may have been on the screen before. It's section 4434. Subsection C, and I think the confusion is that you the people saying a commercial vehicle. Well, commercial vehicle can include a lot of different things pursuant to the city council's code, and the commercial vehicle includes the definition of many things, including a trailer. So it doesn't have to be a commercial trailer to be a commercial vehicle. A trailer, within the definition, is a commercial vehicle. So as you have stated just now, you know, the way this has been consistently interpreted by city staff and by this code board is that consistent with the city's code, a trailer is a commercial vehicle and cannot be parked in a residential zone in the city of Palm Coast.
Thank you, sir. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
I oppose it. It's wrong. It's wrong for you to tell me what I can't do with my personal trailer in my property. I don't live in a gated community, so there are no restrictions of that. So I just don't understand. I just don't understand why I cannot park my trailer. What am I supposed to do, park down the road then? And leave it in the road? Is that what we're supposed to do?
I can't advise you of that, sir.
But you're fining me for doing the same thing.
Yes, because we found you in violation of the code, sir.
And I can tell you this, it's wrong.
Thank you. Our next case will be AI 3.
Well, he's already told me his explanation. Is it false?
Our next case is AI 3, case number 20190-20802. The City of Palm Coast versus Antonina Allen. 51 Folsom Lane, Land Development Code 11.02.05, paren A1. Removal of trees without a permit. Good morning, sir.
For the record, responding to our present. I am landscape
expert. Can you raise your voice, please? Sir, can you raise your voice?
For the record, responding is present. I'm landscape specialist John Baudet for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City's Composite 1, proof of proper service, along with photographs taken to depict the condition of the date indicated. The fact of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 15th of February 2019, given 60 days to comply. I re-inspected on the 16th day of April 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. The recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 2nd day of July 2019, and the violation was not being corrected. This is the partial notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requesting that the board should impose a fine. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply for a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance, plus the administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Is Antonina Allen present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
It's Antonina Allen, and I live at 51 Folsom Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
What do you have to say in reference to this case?
Well, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do except explain myself. I moved down here in September. I'm semi-retired. I took my retirement money and purchased this home, which does not look like that today. It was all overgrown. Apparently there were snowbirds that were living in my house, so everything was all overgrown. It looked like an empty lot. And being a single woman and living alone at the time, I was afraid that I was not able to see across the street. You couldn't even see the road. It was just a mess. So yes, I did take things down. I hired somebody to take all of it down. And of course, now I don't have any more money, so a lot of stuff has grown back, which I got another notice yesterday. And I am trying hard to clean it up. It's my home. I take pride in it. I'm semi-retired. I want it to look nice. So I did call somebody to see how much it was going to cost me to clean up the mess that's overgrown now. And in the interim of all this, I am in the middle of switching jobs. I'm in healthcare. I work at Halifax. And I'm switching to another job. I start on the 11th.
And what will it take to correct this problem? Remove the roots, have them... I'm talking to code enforcement. Does she have to replace it with trees?
Yeah, they need to replace two trees on
them. And that's fine. I don't have a problem.
Hold on. So to correct this problem, within 5 days, she needs to put two trees on it of a certain size?
Yes. Yeah, they're a 2-inch caliper, 25-gallon container size, 6 to 8 feet.
The question I have is, when you had this cleared, was it a licensed tree surgeon that did this?
Yes. I wish I would have brought his number with me. Yes, it was a licensed.
Because they would know automatically.
Well, after all this was said and done, that's what I was under the impression that he should have said to me, you're not allowed to take these down. And he is a resident of Palm Coast. He's about my age, so he should have told me. I don't have a problem putting the trees back. I really don't. I would just like it to be all cleaned up before I replace these, because if you come and look at the property now, I wouldn't even know where to put them. Everything's just grown back from the sun and the rain and the roots being there. So it's really a mess.
How much time do you need?
Well, I'm in the middle of switching jobs. I have a little bit of money saved now again in my retirement. I just called them this morning. It's going to take probably about 3 weeks before I get...
So 30 days?
A give and take, yeah, approximately.
Okay, but not give or take. Can you get it done within 30 days?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion that we amend the city's request to extend it for 30 days before the fine takes effect.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 60. Case number 20190204. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank Malley and Ellen Morrow. 23 Coolidge Court. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1. Nuisance, lighting, public nuisance.
Good morning, sir. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondents are present. I'm entering the evidence to seize composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts in the case are as follows. A notice of violation was issued on the second day of February 2019. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. The homeowners complied with the restrictions as requested by the hiring contractor Palmetto Electric. The lighting in question was redirected towards the home or in a downward position. The circumstances in this case was heard on June 5th, 2019, between the complainant and the respondent. The board advised code enforcement to return to the property and conduct more inspections. Code enforcement conducted more inspections and gathered more evidence. We then directed the respondent to reposition the light that was facing the home, causing the reflection to the downward position. The respondent then complied. The city is requesting that this case is dismissed due to the city's findings, respondents to be in compliance and not in violation of livable nuisance. If the board does not agree with this, the city's finding, the city is requesting that the complainant and the respondent seek a civil resolution to their concerns. Code manager, who was present during the off-hours inspections, would like to address the board. She stepped out. Let me get her.
There she comes.
Could you state your name and your address with them?
Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager. Yes. You need my statement as to what I saw?
Yes.
Yes, I met Mr. Stafford at 5 o'clock in the morning. I sat at 23 Coolidge. I stood. I walked down. The first time that I was there, the lights were facing towards the water and across the canal, which, you know, the light does flow. The second time, just last week that I went there, they have moved the lights so that they are not reflecting any pollution right there to their home, and they're in compliance.
Okay, so you agree with the recommendation to dismiss this case?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Yes, hold it. Yeah, the gentleman was raising his hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come forward.
Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Mark Tronzo, 20 Coconut Court, Palm Coast. I filed the complaint originally. At the last hearing, the city attorney recommended that they come out and see it and measure the angles and such, which I was home when they were doing that. And as you can see in the picture they have up there, and I have some just from last night as well, they have obviously an east eave and a west eave on the property. And there were lights on both eaves, and they adjusted down the west side, but not the east side. As you can see here on the left of the screen, there's a quite bright light. Well, you know, there were lights. Now there's one pointed that still lights up. So, you know, the other one pointed down is wonderful now. But it didn't resolve the whole problem because there's still one more light aimed and lighting up the house at night. You know, I have pictures that it's pretty noticeable even just in twilight. I mean, you can see that light. It is. And you can see in that one you had up, it is pretty bright. So I have 50% of the quote-unquote nuisance remaining, and a simple angling of that one would solve the problem in its entirety.
Did you hear what the city's recommendation was?
Yes, sir.
And what was that, sir?
That they said they were in compliance.
They said that they recommended that the case be dismissed so that if you still have a complaint, you take civil action.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation of dismissing this case.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
Can I ask a question? How do I get...
Can talk with a code enforcement person?
Well, I was going to ask the minutes of this meeting for the case.
We'll supply it to you as soon as they're done.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next case is AI 36. Case number 20190406-23. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus James H. and Anna Kaiser. 63 Woodside Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. Code Officer Richard, City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates and indicated the facts of the case are as follows. Notices were issued on June 15, 17, January 25, 18, February 28, 18. Those notices were corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 10th of April, 19, giving 60 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed on all cases. Rechecking the property was conducted for code board on the second day of July 19, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, administrative prosecution.
And what was the administrative cost?
$5,350.
Is James H. or Anna Kaiser present?
Here.
Please state your name and your address, please.
Anna Kaiser, 63 Woodside Drive, Palm Coast.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case?
I'm not residing in there as much as I used to. My son is. He failed to tell me that the lawnmower is broken and that it went, Mom, and I had school and I have work. So I have since hired a lawn service. They've been out 3 times this month already, and I can promise it will not be in complaint.
So we won't see this problem?
Nope.
They are in compliance?
Yes.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 37, case number 20190400061. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Dennis E. Dumas, 29 Woodward Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Officer Richard of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs, taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 12th of November 15th, the notice was issued. 17th of January 19th, the notice was issued. Current notice was issued on the 29th day of March, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspection was conducted on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of July 19, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, he's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine stand in order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is Dennis C. Dumas present? State your name and your address, sir.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
My name is Dennis Dumas. I live at 29 Woodward Lane. I'd like to present you a little bit of information, if I could. There's two violations that occurred, one on 321 and an earlier violation in February. In January, the earlier violation precipitated this one, okay? On the 28th of March, I had a bearing fail on my trailer. I provided an invoice showing the invoice date, the invoice number, and the date of the day the part was ordered. The prior to that date to this citation, the bearing failed. I brought the trailer home, ordered the parts, paid extra money for second day air. The part came late Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. I corrected the problem and complied, brought the trailer back to storage. I also provided invoicing from the off-site trailer place showing my having paid trailer storage expenses from October 2018 right up to June of this year. I'm not storing the trailer on the drive in the yard. The prior violation back in January, I was remodeling my house. I need the tools and the equipment in the trailer to remodel the house. I explained that to the code enforcement officer when he came knocking at my door, and I explained the situation. He pretty much had surmised that that's what was going on. And although he had already written the violation, he understood my explanation, accepted it, and I said, look, I'll get the trailer off the property today because I'm nearly complete, just doing paint and carpet, so I'll get it out. That violation precipitated this one. By way of this citation, are you dictating to me that I cannot bring my trailer home and do repairs when it's disabled? Where am I supposed to do it? In the street? In the storage facility? Because that's not permitted. Or are you dictating that I have to take it to a licensed trailer dealer and have him fix it? I mean, had the man come to my door on the 29th and said, look, your trailer's back in the driveway, I would have happily explained to him it was broken, would have showed him the invoice for the part I had ordered, and would have happily told him that as soon as I have the part, I'll fix it and the trailer will be back in storage that I'm paying for. I'm asking the board to withdraw the charges on this. Had the gentleman asked me, I would have been more than happy to provide the information I just provided this board. It was a disabled vehicle. For me to continue driving around would just do further damage to the axle assembly and cost me more money, which I don't think is right. So can you explain to me that by way of this citation, you're not permitting me to repair my trailer in my own driveway? It was there Thursday night at 5, all day Saturday. Saturday, the pipe came in at about 5 o'clock. I fixed it Sunday morning, and by 11 o'clock Sunday morning, the trailer was returned to storage, and on my way back home, the garage door was down. I found the citation you put on the door on Friday at 10 o'clock and gave me 15 minutes to remove the trailer. I was home at the time. All he had to tell me to do was knock at the door, let me know, and I would have filled him in, and I'm sure it wouldn't have been a problem.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the city attorney. It's my understanding that if you need to perform maintenance of some nature on a commercial vehicle, a trailer, a boat trailer, or whatever it may be, that you can call the city and request a period of time to make that maintenance repair. And it appears that, you know, I have neighbors on my street that have done that successfully. Is that true?
I can't speak to what has happened as far as accommodations that may have been made between residents and the city staff. I can tell you that what the code says, is prohibited and lawful to park or store a commercial vehicle anywhere in the city limits from residential service area. As we discussed earlier this morning, that includes a trailer. There is no exception for repairs in the code. The only exception is for a residential service call, and that is not the nature in this case.
Any other questions from the board members?
I guess the question I have is the word store.
Well, I clearly provided evidence that I am storing it at a fee.
I'm talking to the city attorney here.
It's prohibited, it's unlawful and prohibited to park or store a commercial vehicle unless for a residential service call.
And it specifies trailer.
That is correct.
Okay, furthermore, I'm aware now, after that citation was issued on a Friday, Monday morning, I called the code compliance office and explained to them exactly what I've told you this morning. And they said, well, had you let us know, it might have not have been a problem. If they're aware, you know, I brought the trailer home because it's disabled. As long as the code enforcement officer is aware of it, I guess he'd grant me reasonable flexibility to get it repaired and get it off-site. I am paying in the neighborhood of $100 a month to do off-site storage. It would be idiotic of me to pay the storage and keep the trailer in my driveway. When there is a need that precipitates me bringing the trailer home and doing work to upgrade or maintain my home, which I've seen a number of people this morning have been cited for not doing that, I get penalized for it. So my question to the board is, are you dictating to me by way of this citation that I'm legally not permitted to bring that trailer home and effect repairs when it's disabled? I provided the invoice for the part that failed.
We are not dictating anything to you, sir.
Okay, fine.
We are only here to make a determination if we find that you are in violation of the code. So we have the city attorney here, and we have the board attorney to tell us what their opinions are of the code or to read the code to us. That's what we're going to make a determination of.
Well, based on what the code says, under no circumstances is a commercial trailer to be parked in a residential driveway unless it's there for the purposes of a service call to that residence. That excludes me being able to bring it home. If you interpret it as it's written, that excludes me from bringing my trailer home to do the repair. In which case, where are you telling me to take it? Or you want me to sell the trailer?
Okay. We're not going to tell you what to do with the trailer, sir. We're going to make a determination if you're in violation. Would you let us do that?
Well, one more statement. I'm here to ask you to withdraw that violation given the explanation I've just given you, and there's a conflict between the law or the ordinance with reference to what I've explained. And I've given you a perfectly justifiable explanation for you to withdraw the charges on this particular violation.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Board members, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to ask you to make a motion on whether we deny his request to dismiss the charges. Do I hear a motion?
Well, you can either want to do a motion to accept the city's recommendation, make any modifications you find appropriate, or you want to do a motion to dismiss the case, one or the other.
Okay. Can I ask one? Then disregard that.
Can I ask one question first? Yeah. To the code enforcement officer, if he told you this trailer's here and I got to make a repair, would you have written this up?
Yeah, we had this conversation. After the second time it was wrote, and he became upset, and I tried to explain that to him at that time, and he didn't want to hear nothing of it. He said he was going to bring everybody that he knew that had a trailer to fight this, and I tried to explain to him, we do allow you to bring a trailer home for that type of work, and this was after the fact. That was after the second notice. He became irate, so I left the property.
No, well, if you understand that, the first violation back in January, I was in the process of doing remodeling on my house. After you had written the violation, you came knocking at my door, and I explained to you what the reason was for the trailer being there, and you understood, you agreed. You said you saw the sawhorses and the tables set up outside. You surmised that I was in the process of doing renovation. At some point, you no longer saw the saw out there, but you still saw the trailer out there. And I explained to you that we're on the winding down stages, that we're painting and doing carpet work, and I don't need saws to do that. And you gave me X number of hours to remove the trailer, and I complied.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think the facts are clear and without dispute. It's just a matter of interpretation of the code. Given the facts, you've heard the city's opinion. We'd ask that the code enforcement officer's recommendation to be approved.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen on the board, do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Where do I go to appeal this ruling? Because I think it's grossly unfair.
I believe, sir, that to appeal this, you'd have to go to a civil court.
Okay. Fine. See you in court.
Our next case is AI-24. Case number 20190305-09. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Kurt Warrens, 24 Pine Hill Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
I think you need to be sworn in, sir. Were you sworn in earlier?
No.
No, I went over to the original.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
For the record, respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 13th day of November 2017. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 9th of March, 2019, giving 0 days to comply. Fine until in compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of March 9th, 2019, to the 14th of March, 2019, in compliance on the 15th of March, 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 15th of March, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 6 days in violation for a total of $600, and administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
State your name and your address.
Kurt Lawrence, 24 Pine Hill Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case?
Okay. When I got the notice, it's a jack under the car. Wheels are not off the ground. The first picture. The second picture, immediately when I got that, he gave me 0 days when I got it. I actually took it down and I covered up the car. This one here, I'm working on it. See, my garage door is open. I'm working on the brakes on the car. Okay, this the where he's pointing right now. That one, I took it down immediately and I covered it up with a car cover. Okay, that's what the City of Palm Coast says. So I covered it up. It's covered up. And the last picture, which is what he's pointing at right now, again, I was working on the car. I'm there, so I don't understand how I'm getting code violations and I'm there working on the car.
Are these all your automobiles?
Pardon me?
Are these all your automobiles?
Yes, my vehicles. Yeah, they're still in my driveway.
Okay.
They're all my vehicles.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Approve the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Can I say something? How can I get a violation if I'm working on the car? I'm not leaving the car like that. How am I getting a violation if I'm working on the car? I'm not allowed to work on a car on my driveway. I didn't leave it for lengths of time. I worked on it, put back on the wheel, and dropped the car.
you want to discuss that with the code enforcement officer himself. Thank you. Our next case will be AI 30, and following that will be 47, both at the same address. Case number 201904549, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Brenda K. Maynard, 1 Wheeland Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are present. Code officer of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence that says deposit, providing proper service and all the photographs. Taking that, pick the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The property was issued a courtesy notice on 9/8/14. Violation notices were issued on May 24/16, May 9/18, November 26/18. Those violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice was issued on the 15/April/19, given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted on that same day and the property was not in compliance. Rechecking the property, property noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Rechecking the property was conducted before code board on the second day of July 19th, and the property has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city's requesting the board oppose the following. Motion B, no fine stand in order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Is Brenda K. Maynard present?
I'm here to represent. She is the homeowner, and we are the resident.
Were you sworn in?
My name is Bradley Vocek.
Were you sworn in earlier?
Yes.
Okay. And state your name.
Bradley Vocek, 1 Wayland Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. What is your relationship to Brenda Maynard?
My fiancé's mother.
Okay. What do you have to say in reference to this case?
You have my full cooperation. At the time, there was no commercial lawn care employed. That has now been rectified. There is now commercial lawn care that is being used. They have serviced the property 3 times in the last month. In fact, it was serviced earlier this week. They're very comprehensive. In fact, they drive by, and when they notice that, like right now, the grass, in our case, weeds, are growing quickly because of the rains that we've had recently. They notice the quick growth, and he texts me and said, I'm in the area, it's like you need service. I say, please go ahead, let me take care of it.
Okay, so you're not going to be in front of us again for not having a lawn?
Absolutely not. Okay. Now we have a lawn service, and it is being taken care of with no worries.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Full cooperation.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the next case will be AI 47, which is the same address, case number 201903012-3. The City of Palm Coast versus Brenda K. Maynard, 1 Wayland Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, 1, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. Facts of the case as are followed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of March 2019, given 10 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Listing reinspect dates and reinspect dates were 3/15/19, 3/22/19, and 5/17/19. And still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 29th day of June 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board to impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus a administration cost of $53.50 to the city.
Okay, and sir, will you speak on this?
Yes, Bradley Vocek, 1 Wayland Place, Palm Coast, Florida. The first violation, the vehicle was actually backed out of the driveway and put into gear into drive and to move forward, and that's when the engine died and the vehicle was pulled to the side in the front yard of the property. As soon as there was a notice from the sheriff that the vehicle needed to be moved because it was not allowed to be parked there, the very next day, or the same day that the notice was seen, because the notice was left by the sheriff during the night, that same day, a towing company was called, and the towing company moved the vehicle from the swale in the front of the property to the driveway, and the vehicle has since been repaired. So that was in, that was on the first violation of the first photograph of the dark-colored SUV. The other situations are there are at times 5 vehicles. The driveway will accommodate 4. Your garage is not available to be for a vehicle to be parked in as used essentially as storage area. So at times there's my vehicle, my fiance's vehicle, my fiance's mother's vehicle, my fiance's father's vehicle, and our daughter's vehicle when she's home from college. So that 5th vehicle at times, like for example, now during the summer when our daughter is home from college, creates a situation where we just don't have the available parking.
Okay, so
the discussion is that we are going to sell 1, if not 2 vehicles, because Mr. Maynard is in very poor health. He had heart bypass surgery in November and suffered a very serious stroke either during surgery or immediately after surgery, very debilitating, requiring therapies and so on. So he's unable to drive, doesn't need the vehicle. It's just an expense for insurance and upkeep. So his decision that he's told me this week is to sell his vehicle. So that will remedy the problem.
Okay, that's what we
mean. No need to park in the swale.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case will be AI 18. Case number 20190-40254. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Wayne W. and Mary E. Elliott. 14 Kaufman Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 21st day of January 2015. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 1 was written on the 4th of April 2019, giving 0 days fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of 4-4-2019 to 4-5-2019, in compliance on 4-5-2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the April 5th, 2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Is Wayne W. or Mary E. Elliott present?
Were you sworn in, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
And what you have to say in reference to this case, sir, please first give me your name and address first.
14 Kaufman Place, Palm Coast, Florida. I'm Wayne Elliott, Jr. The trailer was moved in one day. Therefore, I feel that the fine is should be dropped, and I will gladly pay the administrative fees. I was told that I could keep it there for 3 days at a time, and then I was told by somebody else to move it, so I did move it. So that's it.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion. If there are no questions from the board members, do I hear a motion? Going once.
I guess I recommend that we drop $100 and impose administrative fee.
So you move to accept the city's recommendation minus the $100 fee.
Yeah. Fine. Do I hear a second?
Sure. Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir. Thank you. Our last case before we take a break will be AI 12. Case number 20190402 84, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Deborah Glover, 49 Blairsville Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, I guess the respondent is present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite with a proper service along with photographs that are taken that depict the conditions on the data indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of July 2014, on the 5th day of April 2017, on the 8th day of April 2017, on the 17th day of July 2018, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of April 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected 15 minutes later, the violation was still a violation. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of April, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Is Deborah Glover present? Please state your name and your address.
Deborah Glover, 49 Maryville Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
That all of everything I'm being corrected, there is no more parking in the sales.
Repeat that question to me. I got that two ways here. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said all the violations been corrected.
You want to answer that?
They have been corrected, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Move that we accept the city's recommendation with no fine order.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation but no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. I'd like to handle three more cases before we take a break. Does anybody have an objection to that? Okay,
go for it.
Our next case will be AI 57 and 58. Case number 20190311, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Mary G. Kudak Young, 91 Florida Park Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondents are present.
I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the day as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 19th day of July 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 19th day of March 2019, given 0 days, and fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of March 19, 2019 to July 2nd of 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 2nd of July 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. I have additional inspections. They were on 4-2, 4-9, 4-16, 5-7, 5-14, 5-21, 5-28, 6-4. Based upon testimony of a submitted in this case, the city is requesting the court should impose the following. Motion E, repeat, still in violation. Requesting a fine of $100 per day for 106 days. And a total violation of $10,600, with a continued fine until the property comes in compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Ms. Mary G. Kudak-Young, present.
You'll need to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
Oh, that the charges and the non-entity, the cars are all registered and ready to drive as far as their condition is. So. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, I've never heard an approach like that.
There's no tree.
Huh?
The violation refers to a flat tire on that car, which has been in violation for 3 months, and that's the reason for the fine being so heavy.
Oh, the flat tire was fixed.
3 months later?
Well, it was fixed after you talked to me and my roommate last. He knows plenty about cars, and so he has told me to say some of these things on behalf of the cars.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Just one. Do you know you've been in violation for all these many days?
Yeah, I know they were in violation. And you said something about 5 days or something, and the tire was fixed within 5 days. So,
but this says you're in violation for 100 days and your fine is $10,600. Do you understand that?
The officer checked this address every week during those 3 months and the tire remained flat. So it wasn't fixed.
Well, it must have gotten flat. Maybe it's on a prickly piece of wood that fell on the driveway or something. It's not. We did what we could to get the tire fixed, and that's that.
Okay. There are no further questions. I accept the motion.
Well, I have a comment before my motion. This just seems disproportionate. To say that a flat tire makes a vehicle inoperable, I think, is a stretch of the imagination. And to say that a flat tire is more valuable than the car, it just seems disproportionate to me.
I guess in my own opinion, I'm not sure she understood.
I don't want to pay that ridiculous amount.
I'm not sure she understood the degree of what is going on. I have a problem with that as well. I don't know what the right answer is, but...
Yeah, let me ask you something. That vehicle is in the front of the driveway, and if that was not operable, were you taking that car in and out of the driveway so that you could move the car behind it? Or did the car behind it just stay there during that same period of time?
Both cars can be moved.
I'm talking during a period of violation.
You can take the one that's right there, the tan one out,
when was the last time?
The silver one out.
When was the last time both of those cars were moved?
Pardon?
When was the last time both of those cars were moved?
Well, the last time the car was built, I don't know. After all, my he's or he's and she's or she's and he's doing most of the car repair. This is...
Mr. Chairman, would it be advisable maybe to continue this for a month and see if we can get the guy that knows something about the cars that she's referring to come here and tell us what's going on?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if I can interrupt, just on behalf of the city, certainly recognize that the amount of the fine for this repeat violation seems exorbitant. What the city, if I may, please, ma'am, what the city is looking for is compliance. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking forward to we're looking for an amount that will catch the attention of the property owner to bring the property into compliance. We'll defer to the board on what you think that amount is. But we would request that you take action today because this property has been in violation for over 3 months, and this is a repeat violation.
I'm not sure that the person we're talking to understands fully what's going on here.
That's my point.
I agree.
So for us to act today, I don't think it's going to solve the problem to get that tire repaired anytime soon.
Now, the person that your roommate who advised you to speak today, can he come forward?
His health is declining. I wanted him to come.
He was here last time.
Okay.
He said he couldn't.
Mr. Chair, y'all have imposed fines before and then, of course, reduced them after compliance is achieved. Perhaps imposing a fine, whatever amount you think is appropriate today, might bring the matter to a head and actually get the tire inflated and the vehicles running, at which point they could request a reduction.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make a motion then that we reduce the fine to $100 plus the administrative fee. And hopefully the applicant will know that she can come in and appeal to us for a reduction in that if they get the tire fixed.
Okay. When do you think you can bring this into compliance? In a day from now, 2 days from now, 3 days from now? Okay. We need to bring it into compliance.
Let me help. Remember your friend was with you last time you were here.
Yes.
And what they told her was get in there, put that tube in there and pump up the tire.
Yeah.
And what the good thing to do is because you're right there on Florida Park Drive, and you've got your blue car, and you've got the two cars that are on the side, because I go home that way every day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you need to tell your friend is we need to keep the tire, once he gets it, put some air in it, whether he uses the can air, and then do you have anybody else that can help you to keep the tire?
He's got a brother in town, or I can just go around and speak to him.
Okay, well, we'll try to, maybe you can get a handyman that maybe can just try, when you start to see it go low, that they can fill it up with air, or maybe somebody can get you a new tire, okay?
So you're not going to find me.
The board hasn't taken any action yet.
Why? We haven't taken any action.
Was there a second on that motion?
No action.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
every second.
Well, we've reduced the fine to $100.
We've reduced, the motion was to reduce the fine to $100.
That's my motion.
And administrative costs.
And administrative fees.
Okay.
And I will second the motion with the proviso that the code manager has an opportunity to discuss, be sure this is fully understood, and the option about fine reduction.
And it's a motion to move the city's recommendation with, but the fine would be 100 plus.
It's kind of mad about this.
Okay.
And he says, maybe because we live on Florida Park Drive, and we're getting.
City will work really hard to try to make sure that everyone understands what's going on.
Good.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
Okay, so they changed so ordered. $200 and we're going to get the
fine. Thank you, folks.
We have a second case at the same address. Our next case is AI 58, case number 20190311132. City of Palm Coast versus Mary G. Kudak Young. 91 Florida Park Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11, trash containers.
Excuse me, Code Enforcement Manager Barbara Grossman, she has corrected that violation. She's moved him to the side. Staff is asking the case be dismissed.
Do I hear a motion to dismiss the case?
Recommended dismissal.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to dismiss case number 20190311132. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case before we take a break will be AIP. Case number 20190311198. The City of Palm Coast versus Mario J. and Maria A. Sardo. 105 Rickenbacker Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-76D2. Nuisance, junk in rear of truck.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 6th day of September 2017, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 22nd day of March, 2019, giving 2 days to comply. The proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. The reinspections were on 4/10/2019, 5/9/2019, 5/24/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property of property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board should move the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, reoccurring, plus administration costs, $53.50 to the city.
Is Mario or Maria Sardo present?
You'll need to be sworn in, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
State your name and your address, sir.
Paul Rodriguez, 105 Rickenbacker Drive.
Okay. What do you have to say in reference to this case?
The day that you put it on the 19th, it's not. I do not emergency medical transportation in the county. I work Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. a lot of times. By the time I'm done, I'm wiped out. Not to get too indulged, on the 19th of March, my father took a header in his bathroom in the F section, and it's been, put it this way, we had to put him in Tuscan Garden because he declined into dementia bad. So my time was tied up a lot with that. I finally got some free time last week, and I took care of the situation. I'm not trying to be a nuisance or not like that.
So the problem has been corrected?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's get the code board meeting for July 3rd back in session, and we'll start with case number AI-7, case number 20190309-82, a repeat violation of the City of Palm Coast versus Terrence Crook, 38 Rickenbacker Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. I was going to say good afternoon, but we'll hold off.
Hello.
Almost.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence with City Composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th day of April, 2016. The violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 1 was written on the 15th of March, 2019, given 0 days. Fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. Respondent was in repeat violation on the above cited code for the period of the 15th of March 2019 to the 16th of March 2019, in compliance on the 16th of March 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 16th March of 2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation and compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus the administration cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-10, case number 20190-11297. The City of Palm Coast versus Melissa C. Rockwood and John Paragios. 6 Robin Hood Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, or wall maintenance.
Something's happening with that.
It's missing.
It's just not coming up.
That's because it's not there.
Not there, exactly.
There it is.
Hey, Bill, is that withdrawn?
Uh-huh.
It's marked withdrawn.
One of Joe's.
Who's doing Robin Hood? Oh, that's withdrawn. That is withdrawn. I remember the case. That was the fence.
Is there two Robin Hoods? Are they both withdrawn?
There's 6 Robin Hood Lane as one word and 6 Robin Hood Lane as two words.
It's the same thing. Okay. One was for the fence and one was...
Rental reg.
And they were both withdrawn, yeah. I don't know what happened with the...
Our next case will be AI-11, case number 20190-20870. The City of Palm Coast versus Shasha H. Martinez. 36 Roosman Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district. Especially that vehicle.
Yeah, there you go.
At the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite 1, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 19th of February, 2019, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 26th of February, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Subsequent re-inspects were the 4th of March, 18th of March, 1st of April, 15th of April. Fifteenth of May, 19th of June, and the final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd of July, 2019, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance, and administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Are we saying $50 a day from the time of the first violation, which was?
No.
No, it's going to be after the order is signed.
This isn't a repeat.
This is not
the time they signed.
Has there been
the
any conversation with the owner of this?
He knows about it, and he just won't move it.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 20190309994, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Rafael Gomez and Bravo Zenaida, 76 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am entering the evidence of the city's composite, proving proper service along with photos. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 9th day of October 2018. That violation was corrected. The violation notice, repeat number 2, was written on the 15th day of March 2019, given 0 days, fined daily, every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of 3/15/2019 to 3/16/2019. In compliance on 3/16/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on 3/16/2019, and the violation was corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day, in violation for $100, plus an administrative fee of $70 to the city.
I have a question. The address I quoted was 76 Farragut Drive. The address that's on this notice is 7 Clement Court?
That's correct. That would be the...
property owner's...
It's a rental property.
...address?
That's correct.
Question? Are we talking about number 13?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. I take that back. I see where it says address of violation is 76 Farragut Drive. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to... Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 15, case number 20190-40617, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Irina Toshin, 78 Fountain Gate Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering the evidence of the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 6th day of September 2016, the 25th day of July 2018, the 11th day of December 2018, 24th day of January 2019, 5th day of February 2019, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 9th day of April 2019, given 15 minutes. Proper notice of procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 10th day of April 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given for the same violation on property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 20190-50174, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Kayla D. Dempsey, 30 Kankakee Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 28th day of May 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 31st day of August 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 4th day of November 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of September 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 25th day of March 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd day of May 2019, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspected May 2nd, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a question. Well, it's seconded. Is the first picture supposed to be overgrowth and weeds?
Doesn't look bad.
And the second one, I think, looks the same, if you could go to number two. And I think number three.
Chairman, those pictures were in 2015. I can't really attest to the violation, but if you look on the far right-hand side all the way in the back, that's probably where the overgrowth came into.
Back by the fence.
Right.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Opposed.
So ordered. One opposed. Our next case is AI 20, case number 20190-50094, recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Corey and Maria Olinda Nadeau, 30 Lloyd Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 41-17A5, trash containers.
I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of August 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 7th day of November 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the first day of May 2019, giving 15 minutes to comply, reinspected on the 1st of May 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Go ahead, sir. I'll ask after you.
How long were those trash containers left after garbage pickup? Is that they were left the next day or?
The next day, yes.
Okay.
So that was basically my question. Do you guys meaning your department, do you try and follow the trash schedules? Excuse me.
Yes, we look at the schedule before we actually issue. We make sure we know for our section, we know that the trash schedule pickup.
Isn't it supposed to be no earlier than 4 p.m. the day before or something like that?
6
p.m.? Okay. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20190-30120, City of Palm Coast versus Polina Rosenberg, 6 Plateau Place, A and B, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
Yes, they are. Go back. Go internet. Go internet. Go to the bottom one. That one.
Yeah.
Big problems we have.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the city of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the second day of March 2019, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 9th of March 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of July 2019, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until the property is in compliance and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is a duplex, so both owners or both tenants are violating the code, correct?
They don't have A or B side. The left side did correct it, but the right side, which I took yesterday, refuses to correct it. I spoke to the property manager. Property manager is frustrated because the tenants won't do what they say. Mm. So this is what happens.
I'm for a new tenant.
Yeah.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Sorry, I have one more question.
Nope.
I'm sorry. The washing machine that was set out by the street, my understanding with the city is it's picked up on recycle day by somebody?
It picks up on the bulk trash day.
All trash, okay. That's once a week, isn't it?
Yes.
It seems to be in my neighborhood. I've just seen a lot of these sitting out in my neighborhood for more than a couple of days.
Right.
Because they missed the cycle of pickup.
It happens. Mm-hmm.
Are there any further questions? If motion. Not, I'll accept the motion.
Okay, you have it.
I have a motion.
I said I have a second.
City's recommendation.
I second it.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, same address, case number 20190-30119. The City of Palm Coast versus Polina Rosenberg, 6 Plateau Place A, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. This is one side only, not both sides like the previous case.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd of March, 2019, giving 3 days to comply. Reinspected on the 9th of March, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. Subsequent rechecks were 319, 326, 45, 413, 427, 57, and 517, and it was still in violation. The final recheck of the property is conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of June 2019, and a violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20190400067. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Stanley B. Schneider, trustee, and Richard A. and Diane C. Kawan, trustees.
26.
500 Palm Coast Parkway Southwest, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. Good afternoon. We're still here. For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence of the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 9th day of October 18, and that violation was corrected. The repeat notice was issued on the 3rd day of April 19, giving 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance. So repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of April 3rd, 19 to April 23rd, 19, in compliance on April 24th, 19. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on April 24th, 19, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 21 days in violation for a total of $1,050 and an administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yes. Is the overgrowth in the swale?
It's all over. The swale, some of the pictures don't depict how it actually looks, obviously, because of the angles, but this property it's Dollar General, and it's an ongoing issue with them. And I've spoke to the manager, and on the second time I wrote it for the recurring, she said she wants me to come and write it because corporate is not sending them the lawn crew. They're just not doing it.
Okay.
So I obliged her.
Are there any further questions?
What was the total fine? I missed the total fine.
Sir?
The total fine, you said?
$1,050. It's 21 days in violation.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 31, case number 20190404308, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Philip A. Rotuno, 42 Wellhaven Lane A, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
A question on that one.
The record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 7th day of December 15. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was issued on the 4th day of April 19, giving 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance. Repeat number one. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of April 4th, 19th to April 7th, 19th. In compliance on April 8th, 19th. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on April 8th, 19th, and the violation has been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 4 days in violation for a total of $200 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is same address, AI 32, case number 20190404311, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Philip A. Rotuno, 42 Wellhaven Lane A, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, Rubbish and Trash.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Richwood, City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 7th of December, 19. This violation was corrected. That should be 18 by correction, because December 19th has not got here yet. The repeat notice was issued on the 4th day of April, 19, given 0 days comply, fined until in compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of April 4th, 19th to April 11th, 19th, in compliance on April 12th, 19. Recheck of the property was conducted before code run on April 12th, 19. The violation has been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied, repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 8 days in violation, a total of $400, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
What is the tenants doing then to the...
No, this property is vacant. The owner wanted me to tell the board that he is, and he has been, in compliance since the second notice, or the repeat notice. He's making... He had some issues with his mother, and his mother moved into to his house. This was his rental property, and it just went, you know, in that condition. But he's since... He wanted me to... I talked to him yesterday. He's been in compliance. I assured him that I would tell you guys that he is in compliance now.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20180913 69, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Nancy Rodriguez, Carmelo, Carmen, Gilberto, Rosendo, and Milagros Negron, 33 Banner Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, attractive nuisance.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one proving proper service and copy of original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard on the 6th of March, 2019. The order was signed on the 12th of March, 2019, given 5 days to comply and to into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until property comes into compliance. The property owner or agent was not present at the last. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from March 25th, 2019 to July 2nd, 2019, a total of 100 days at $25 a day for a total of $2,500. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board to impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, and the fine to still continue until property is in compliance. Plus, administration cost is $69.50 to the city.
Here we go again with another tile roof in disrepair. Going to be tough to repair it without doing a whole roof.
They haven't even responded to us. The last time I spoke to those people when they were moving out, they said they were going to sell it, and then I haven't heard anything from them. So
it's not for sale yet?
I haven't seen any for sale signs. I haven't seen anything online. So, and it's not in foreclosure, so I have no idea.
Are there any further questions?
I have one. I apologize for laughing at the screen when you were speaking. When you say attractive nuisance, what is that? Is those like the duck or the whatever
the tarp.
It is?
That kind the tarp of thing? And the stuff sitting on top of the roof. Attractive nuisance, it comes by if there's a tarp, usually tarps or whatever, people will call it an attractive nuisance.
Oh.
If it's sitting up on the roof. Now, if they have a roof permit or they're getting their roof repaired and they make communication with us after they issue a notice, or after we issue the notice. We usually work with people. I have a few roofs. We always reach out to them and find out what's going on.
So the statues have nothing to do with it. In the front yard, the statues. Could you go back to the first picture?
You mean the duck?
Statues.
The statue of the duck.
No. This is about
and
the
and all those things around the garden, all those different...
Those are lawn decoration. Those are not a nuisance.
Well, I understand that. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. You
in my
sure.
opinion, a roof is not an attractive nuisance.
It's not the roof. It's the tarp on the roof.
Chairman, it is a nuisance. It's classified as... Attractive nuisance is just, in this case, a terminology, but it's the code is nuisance.
For a roof?
For the roof, the tarp on a roof.
Why wouldn't you just call it needs roof repair, like the others that we've done? I don't understand.
That's also one way of doing it, but it is a nuisance because the shredded tarp is on the roof.
Well, I understand that now that she's told me about it, but I
right.
just...
Right. Here's kind of... So when we write for a roof, well, here's the thing is I can't see that the roof is damaged. I see, obviously it is, but I can't see that it is. I just see a tarp that's all torn up on top of their roof. Okay? Once they... If they took that tarp down and I saw the roof damage or whatever, then I can... Okay, hey, you need to repair your roof.
Okay.
And then that becomes another code. And then I tell them they need to obtain a permit if they're going to... replace a certain amount.
And you're probably just confused because she's using attractive when from the tort perspective, it's a situation like a refrigerator where a kid could come in and get himself locked in. It's something that would attract children or other people to get themselves hurt on. But that's not how she's using it here. She's using it as like aesthetic nuisance. Yeah. And
I believe it came when I got the... complaint. It came in as an attractive nuisance.
Well, I'm glad to ask because the statues and the gardening and all that threw me off. I thought you were referring to all that.
No.
So can people have as much of that stuff in their yard as they want? With the pine, with code references?
I would have to look into our codes and if we got it, if we got a complaint of that, then we would look into our codes and see where we were at with that. So.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 20190031469, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Monica T. Mears, 36 Bressler Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Okay, I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the condition of the date as indicated. The facts of this case are as follow. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the second day of January 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice repeat number 3 was written on the third day of March 2019, given 0 days fined for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of the 3rd of March 2019 to April 26, 2019, in compliance on the 26th of 2019. The recheck of the property was conducted before the code board on July 1st, 2019, and the violation was corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine $250 a day for 55 days in violation for a total of $13,750 plus administration costs of $7,050 to the city.
Is that $250 a day?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
It's his third repeat. He's very aware of all this.
He is?
Yes, he is.
He's willing to pay up then, huh?
Nope. No.
Those are two different questions.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case, the same address, AI 43, case number 20190-31152, a repeat violation. City of Palm Coast versus Monica T. Mears, 36 Bressler Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
That's actually a good picture. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering into evidence of City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the condition of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th day of September 2018. The violation was corrected. The violation and notice for repeat number 3 was written on the 28th day of March 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of the 28th of March 2019 till July 1st, 2019, in compliance on the 1st of July 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 1st of July 2019, and the violation was corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $200 a day for 96 days and violation for a total of $19,200. Plus an administration cost of $70.50 to the city.
We're looking at $32,000 in accumulated fines.
I believe this house has over $200,000 worth of fines on it already. So the one good thing is that he is trying now a little bit. He put a huge dumpster. He cleaned out his backyard, so now he got rid of the trailer so he can put it behind his fence. And then yesterday when I went there, there was nothing out there. He was outside, and he had a couple boxes, and I was like, move them so I don't have to rewrite you, and he did. So I just keep checking on the property, and he's just one of those guys. So
I don't think he can take that trailer out on the road anyway.
He does every day. I see him every day.
Yeah, but it's way over length as far as that water pipe. Plus,
yes, sir.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 20190-40134. Repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Bert K. and Andy Swanson, 21 Coral Reef Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondents are not present. I'm entering an evidence of city's composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions and the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 12th day of December 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 1 was written on the 31st day of March 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period between March 31st, 2019 to April 1st, 2019. I found it in compliance on April 2nd of 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the April 2nd of 2019, and the violation is corrected. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 2 days, and in violation for a total of $200, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 49, case number 2019-030022, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Terry P. and Elizabeth S. Bentley, 63 Bird of Paradise Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondents are not present. I'm entering the evidence to city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 15th day of January 2014, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, a violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 24th day of January 2019, a violation was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice of violation is issued on the 28th day of January 2019, given 7 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted reinspections on 3/7/2019, 3/14/2019, and 3/21/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 4th day of April 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, C is requesting that the board should propose the following. Motion B, no fine order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 50, case number 2019031230. Recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Michael Andrews, 59 Blair Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering in the evidence to cease composite proving proper service along with photographs taken depicting conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 14th day of February 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 21st day of March 2019, given 7 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspections from 3/28 of 2019, 4/4 of 2019, 4/11 of 2019, 5/2 of 2019, 5/16 of 2019. I rechecked the property before Code Board on the 6th day of June of 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city. This gentleman then started parking in the swale. That's why I wanted to take it for parking improperly on a vacant lot. Now I'm basically monitoring for the swale.
Are there any questions from the board members?
No, city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 51, case number 2019031235. The City of Palm Coast versus Francisco and Nieves Cortegos.
I'm Code Officer.
Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering the evidence composite for proper service along with photographs taken depict the conditions and the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 31st day of March 2019, given 7 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspections, 3/28 of 2019, 4/4 of 2019, 4/11 of 2019, 5/2 of 2019, 5/16 of 2019, and June 6 of 2019. I rechecked the property before Code Board on the 27th day of June of 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city. When I went to go post a violation here, or actually the notice of hearing, I spoke to one of the residents that was at the house, and I explained to him that he had to move the vehicle out of the swale. He kind of snickered at me and just did about his business, so they're well aware.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 53, case number 20190-11055. The City of Palm Coast versus Kenneth and Emily Moscone. 54 Christopher Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondents not present. I'm entering into evidence cease deposit proven proper service along photographs taken depict the conditions and the date is indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 24th day of January 2019 and given 14 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I checked our rental registration program on 27, 225, 325, 429, 528, and found that it still was all in violation. I rechecked the property yesterday, the second day of July 2019, and it has still not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, C's requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Isn't there an overgrowth situation here on the lawn?
Yes, there is. I had issued that as well. I believe the day I took this, it was issued, and they did come in compliance with it. So they are maintaining the property somewhat. This property was in disrepair for many years with an overseas owner. The overseas owner finally gave it up, sold it for $110,000, and the people came in, made necessary repairs, and put a renter in there.
I never registered it.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 54, case number 20190-30699, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus John Barrett. 44 Cooper Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondents not present. I'm entering the evidence of the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken. Depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of violation was written on the 11th day of March 2019, given 5 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I re-inspected this property basically weekly from on 318, 325, 41, 48, 415, 422, 429, 520, 528, 64 of 2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of July 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 1 day to comply, or $25 per day, plus a $69 administration cost to the city. I'd like to give you some background on this house. He's been before you at Code Board. This residence here is in a foreclosure process. The owner is foreclosing on the property, meaning he was holding the mortgage for this individual. Technically, the gentleman, Mr. Barrett, owns the house, and there's in a foreclosure process. There's much litigation going on right now, and the neighbors are quite upset, as you can see, with the height of the lawn. He refuses to comply with anything we ask him to do, so that's why I brought it before you.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 55, case number 20190-31031, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Germaine and Lilia Cabellos, 14 Courtney Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence as a composite proven proper service along photographs taken depicting condition on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of May 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 4th day of September 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 25th day of March 2019 and given 5 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I reinspected the property on 4-1, 4-8, 4-15, at 4/22 of 2019. I did speak to the residents in between all this, and on 4/29, they did come in compliance. This is the third notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 56, case number 2019-031638. The City of Palm Coast versus 22F Land Trust, 22 Felter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 28th day of March 2019, given 7 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Reinspected the property on 4-4, 4-11, 5-23, found it still in violation. I rechecked the property on June 6th of 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case is AI 59, case number 2019-021007. The City of Palm Coast versus Emily Allen, 71 Lever Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering the evidence composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 21st day of February 2019, given 7 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates from 228, 37, 314, 321 of 2019. I did find the property in compliance on 4-4 of 2019. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept our last
motion. Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you, gentlemen, for understanding about that beginning case.
Is there any unfinished business?
None.
Any old business?
No.
New business?
New.
A couple of comments. As we see what happened here today, there was different things going on, and we see them for 5 or 10 minutes of what the case is. These guys go out there every day and see them. And they're confronted by these people sometimes, and they get
belligerent.
They get, I'm sure, belligerent. So it to me, gives me an appreciation for what our code enforcement officers are out there doing every day.
Absolutely.
That they take the brunt of it. We just sit here and throw the book at them if necessary. But in some cases, we have to listen to what they have to say. Thank you. Our next code meeting will be August 7th, 2019. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.